Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're Namah Sachet Yoma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, very near the top of the Amud. And this podcast will be devoted really to one thing, to a short presentation by Abaye and then the analysis of that statement. Abaye Mesader Ma'aracham Ishmei de Gemara Vali Badava Shaul. Abaye would present the order of all of the Avodot of the morning, quoting the tradition, and it was based on Abba Shaul's order, as we saw in the second parak. The first thing is that the main fire is built up on the Mizbeach before the secondary fire that's used to bring wood in for the, to bring coals in for the Ketoret into the Beit HaMikdash. And after that are the two logs that are brought up and put on the Mizbeach. And afterwards is the cleaning out of the inner Mizbeach, the one with the Ketoret. And only after that, five out of the seven candles of the menorah, lamps of the menorah, are cleaned out. Then the Korban HaTamid is brought, meaning slaughtered, and the dam is put on the Mizbeach. And then the other two Neirot are cleaned out inside. We'll see why it's split. Then the Ketoret is burned. Ketoret, remember that was the machloket, whether they wrote to the Ketoret, in what order, and this is following Rabbi Shaul. Ketoret kodem le'evarim, then the evarim are put up on the Mizbeach. Ve'evarim le'mincha, and then the offering that goes with Tamid. The wheat offer, the grain offering goes with the tamid. Chalan chavitin, then the cake offering of the kohen gadol. Chavitin le'sachin, then the wine that goes with the tamid is brought up. Sachin le'musafin, then if it's day with the musaf is brought. Safin le'vazichin, and on Shabbat, that's when the cups of levona are put on the mizbeach. They go with lachem apanim. Bazichin tamid shavet arayim. Then the afternoon tamid is brought. Shneimar v'ktir alech chaveh shlamim. This pasuk is talking about the tamid shavet arayim. It's alluding to it. Alech hashlem kol hakorbanot kulan. This is what we refer to as mitzvat hashlama. To have the last korban of the day be the tamid shavet arayim. That's his presentation. Now let's take it apart. Amar marmar. Hagdol al kadam arachash neyashak torat. Why is the, what's the source for the big fire being first? Now, in the Tanya, hi ha'ola al mokta al hamizbeach kol halayla. That the olah is on its fire on the mizbeach all night. What's that? Zumar chagdolah. That is the big fire. And then the next part of the pasuk, v'esh mizbeach tukadbo, the fire is burnt. Zumar chashnei shoktoret. That's an allusion to the secondary fire on the mizbeach. Now v'epuchana. Maybe the first part of the pasuk is talking about the ketoret fire. So the answer is mistabra machagdolah difa. The big fire is more important. Shekein kaparatam ruba, because it provides kapara for all these korbanot that are brought. And it's the vehicle for that. Adrabba, marachashni adifa. The secondary one is shekein nichnas machlisim menalifim. Because you take these coals into the Beit HaMikdash. Safilo acha kaparatam ruba adifa. As we saw earlier in the parak, the fact that it provides much kapara is a more significant thing, and therefore it comes first. Vibayitema, the other possibility is, ilo mishkachitzin marachashni ah, lo ma'al marachag dolai. If you don't find enough coals from the secondary maracha, you'll bring from the main one inside. So the first one, the main one, could be the one to go inside in any case. So the second one doesn't really have a leg up. Okay, we now understood the first prior precedence that we have. Now, the two logs are put up after the second maracha is set up. Menalan, that's again in the beginning of Parshat Tzav. Aleha velo achaverta, meaning you put it on, you put the wood, etzim, on it. Not on the other one, meaning on the main fire, not on the other fire. Chaldita lachaverta, implying that there is a secondary fire already going that you're ignoring, and you're putting the wood on the main fire. Vayalemi vayale the gufe, but you need the word aleha for itself. The answer is tre aleha aktivi. If you look in the pasuk, you see it says aleha twice. The second one is extra, and it's there to tell me there's another one there that you're ignoring. Or you're bypassing. The two logs come before cleaning out the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach haktoret. Why? It says baboker boker relating to both. V'loachim machshir adif. The gzirei tzim are the machshir that are needed in order to do the fire. Machshir ma'ini. What's the machshir? Shnei gzirei tzim. Amar shnei gzirei tzim the rachag dolazli, but they're not a machshir. They go into the big fire. It just means some wood. So any wood has to go up before the Shemizbeach Pnimi. Ravina Amar, Hoyalit Chil Maracha Gomer. He has a different reason. Once you've started building the Maracha, you finish it. So you have the big fire, the small fire, and then the two logs, then you go to the next thing. Rashi Amar, Ilomishkach Etzin Maracha Shnia, Milomayel Maracha Gdola. Think about this, same argument we had before. You'll always go back to the first Maracha. So in other words, that always comes first. Now the next part, which is cleaning out the Ktoret Mizbeach, comes before cleaning out the five Nerot of the menorah, five out of the seven. My Tama, Rabbi, Gemara Gamir Asfar Los Adana. I have a tradition, that's what I quoted, but I don't know the reason. Rav Amar, he says, I'll explain the reason. Keresh Lakish, why Damash Lakish in Ma'avirin ala mitzvot. You don't pass mitzvot by, meaning you can get, you encounter mitzvah, you don't pass it by to do a different one. So therefore, v'chi ayel lehechal mizbeach b'gabereisha. When you come into the hechal, the first thing you encounter is the mizbeach because it's further east, and you encounter it first. Tanya shulchan mitzafon l'shechon hakotel shtei amot u'machtzah. The shulchan is on the north side, which of course, when you walk in, is on your right, and therefore it and is 2.5 amot away from the wall. Menorah b'derom shulchan hakotel shtei amot u'machtzah. And the menorah is on the south side. Again, 2.5 amot away from the wall. Mizbeach mutzav omed be'emtza mashul kalpei chutz kiman. The mizbeach is sitting exactly in the middle, and it's pulled a little bit further east, closer to you. V'nok mei l'hadai, why isn't the mizbeach right smack in the middle? The answer is kevin nechtiv etamra nochach ha-shulchan. The menorah has to be facing the shulchan, benin dechazodad. They have to see each other, so you can't have the mizbeach in between them, and therefore the mizbeach is pulled a little bit back. Therefore, it's the first thing you reach, and therefore, we do the ktoret first, cleaning off the Torah Mizbeach. Now, Amar Rava, Rava learns a lesson from this. Shomer Shlokish, Avure Dara Atotefta Asur. You're not allowed to pass by your Tefillin Shel Yad and then do the Tefillin Shel Rosh. This is not that Gemara Menachot that talks about how you place it in the bag. This talks about putting them on. Why? Hechi Avid Midara Atotefta. First put on Shel Yad, then Shel Rosh, because that's what you actually reach first on your, in your hands, on your body. Then, of course, there's the other piece about how to place them in your tefillin because of Ein Marvin Ala Mitzvot. Okay, Atarach HaMesh Nerot Kodem Dama Tamid. We have the five Nerot are cleaned out, then the Dama Tamid. Then we go back and do the cleaning out of the two Nerot. Now remember, of course, on any other day of Yom Kippur, there are multiple Kohanim doing this. Now, my Tama, what's the reason for this? Rabbaya Yahu Baboker Boker Shnei Gzireit Sim Delot Tzrichi. The phrase baboker baboker at the beginning of Parshat Tzav that is that we apply to the two that is about the two gzirei tzim is not needed. So shadino lahacha, then apply them to this to cleaning out the menorah. We have two of them. Chad shadino atavar chamishot god men tzomet tamid. It tells you baboker baboker. It tells you make it extra early. So the five nerot come before the dama tamid. Chad shadino dama tamid come to lahatavat shtei nerot. The other one we apply to dama tamid that it's going to come before the rest of the menorah. The other two. Why? Because now we have really three babokers. Those two plus the one about the menorah. And now we've got two and two. Now, there's now two babokers in each one. I'd rather have the machaper, which is Dama Tamid, first. Amar Papa Labai. So he said, now remember, he's asking Abai, who's the one reporting this. Maybe one of them is just telling me that the Torah comes first. Because again, I've got three babokers against two. And then maybe Dama Tamid comes first. And it's before the Chamesh Neirot. And that means that, that I'm going to do the Neirot after the Dama Tamid. The Alpha Gav the Hachatre Vachatre Machaper Adif, because I already said that when I have a 2 versus 2, I go with the Machaper, and Dama Tamid is a Machaper. So his answer is, Imke Nafsuki Vimay Mifsakat Lahu. Well then, what are you going to use to break up Dishun, Hatavatane wrote into 5 and 2, which we have to see what that is about. So the answer is, Hanechal Rish Lakish Tamar Lamamitivin Chosinu Tivin. Rish Lakish answered our question, which is, why do we split the cleaning of the menorah into two parts? Just to make a big deal about it and get everybody excited about it. He's going in, he's going out, and get everybody aware of it. Shapir. Then I understand we're doing it in order to create that sensation. Rabbi Yochanan says it's essential to the mitzvah of cleaning out the Nerot that you have to split it into two parts based on Baboker. Baboker, Ma'ika Lameymar, because there you really need an essential break in between it, not just something to divide it arbitrarily. So that's this. He says, therefore, we have to understand Abaye's first statement. Abaye says, therefore, you should accept my interpretation that it really is really based on an essential piece of the relationship between the Neirot and the Dama Tamid. Amar le Ravina al Ravashi. He has a different take. Hi, baboker, baboker de itzim imi ater. He says, wait a second. Since when is baboker, baboker of the itzim extra that you're now applying it here and using it to make the five they wrote earlier? Baile legufei, you need it for itself. That's how we know that the big maracha comes first, as we said at the beginning. Amar le vav miokim na alav lo al chaverta b'chal de itzim chaverta. We already identified that actually both marachot have to be going because we're ignoring one. So that explains that. Now, why do you do five first? We understand that you break the cleaning of the menorah into two parts. And that is, either based on Rosh Lakish's idea, you just want to make a big tumult about it, or based on Rabbi Yochanan's idea that it's baboker boker that you should do it in two parts. So why do you do five and then two? Now we have to watch the operation. Do two first. The answer is since you started, do most, do a majority. Five is a majority. So if you want to do a majority, do six and then one. So because he cleans out the neirot in the plural. So you have to leave two to do later. So do five and then two. Okay, now we clarified that. Now let's go back. After cleaning out the two neirot, which now finishes the menorah, you then do the ktoret. Why the Makrabi Tavotanirot Bahadayak Tuana? Because it says that the Aaron will do the ktoret Behetivotanirot. And this is Abisho who said, meaning first do the Neirot and then burn the ktoret. Ktoret Levarim, why the Tanyu Gdam Davashnam Boka Boka, Ledavashalom Boka Rechad Bilvad. The Evarim, putting the Evarim up, as we saw in the beginning of Tzav, is only mentioned Baboker. And the ktoret is Baboker Baboker, so it comes first. That's easy. Evarim lemincha. Why? The tiny nine shalei davar kodem letamid shel shachar. How do we know that nothing comes before the morning tamid? Tamalom rachalea ha ola. Rav Avi says ha ola hi ola rishona. The first thing that goes on is the tamid. Mincha lachavitin. So that's what means before the mincha. Mincha that goes along with the tamid comes before the cakes of the kohen gadol because ola umincha. In the summit of Pasuk about Korbanot, it says, Ola u'mincha d'vayom b'yomo. Ola comes before a mincha, mincha meaning the private mincha. The mincha of the Tamid is called part of the Ola. Chavitin l'nesachim, why? Shum mincha, because chavitin is a kind of mincha, because it's grain offering, comes before the nesachim. Ola u'mincha zavach u'nesachim d'vayom b'yomo. See the Pasuk on the page. U'nesachim l'musafin, because it also says, zavach u'nesachim. Right, and so therefore, the zevach is mentioned with them, and therefore the musafin come afterwards. Musafin levazichin, v'atani vazichin kol musafin. We have machloket, which order comes in? The answer is tanoi. It's machloket. Rabbi Mistaber come under musafin kol vazichin. I think that the position that musafin come first, which he mentioned in his presentation, is correct. Lav mi amar papoker boker lakti v'chanam bayom bayom leacher. Since the bazichin are mentioned by Yom HaShabbat Yarchenu, about the Lechem HaPanim, therefore just like Baboker makes it earlier, Bayom makes it later, so it should come after Musaf. So what's the reason for the position of the one who says bazichin come first? Kamar chukah michavitin. That the Lechem HaPanim are called a chukah, just like the Kohen Gadol's daily offering. And therefore, it should come close to that. So learn everything from there and make it even earlier. That's the tension between bayom bayom to make it later and chukah to make it earlier. So you put it in the middle before the musafin. All right. Torah shel shachar, I talk about min dam le'evarim. So the Mishnah said that the morning torah was offered between the dam tamid, as we saw, and the evarim, and the afternoon was offered afterwards. Memani, E Rabbanan, who's the author? Ben Dam le Neirot mi Bayale. It shouldn't be between Dam le Varim. According to Rabbanan, it should be between the Dam and the Neirot. E Abashal, if it's Abashal, Ben Neirot le Varim Bayale. The Neirot are missing from our Mishnah as being either right before or right after the Ktoret. So, Leolam Rabbanani, Uvesidra lo Kamari. They're not going through the entire order, they're just saying where it goes between those two things, comparing the morning, contrasting the morning and the afternoon. Good. How do we know that the Torah of the afternoon was offered after the Evarim, before the Nesachim? The afternoon tamid is kminchat haboker, right? Ma minchat haboker ktorot kodom lenesachim. Just like in the morning, the ktorot comes before the nesachim. Same thing here. But then why don't we go all the way? And see, just like in the morning, the Torah comes before bringing the Evarim up to the Kevesh. Same thing here. So, Miktiv Ke'evareya Boker. It doesn't say the afternoon one is Ke'evareya Boker, it's Ke'minachata Boker Ktiv. So, specifically Ke'minachata Boker, and so therefore it comes after the Evarim are put up before the Nesachim. Tanu Rabbanan, Nisko Revi'itahin. In the context of the Tamid, it says that Nesach is one quarter of a hin, which is appropriate for a lamb. Ilamed shel shacharit mishel arvit. We should learn what to do in the morning from arvit. And therefore the order. Rabbi Omer, arvit mishel shacharit. Rabbi says, no, kim in chata boker means you learn the afternoon one from the morning one. So Mishnah Rabbanan hai v'tamid shel ben arbaim ktiv. Rabbanan makes sense because the context of that pasuk is the afternoon one. So therefore you learn the afternoon from the morning. You learn in the morning from the afternoon. Ela Rabbi Maim Tama. What does Rabbi said? Rabbi Ulam Akra La Keves Ha Echad. Ezu Keves Shenembro Echad. Which Keves is the one? Here is the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the morning one. But it said My Echad Miuchad Shemedro Echad just describes the quality of the lamb. Very special. For Rabbi Mi Umifchad Derecha Nafka. We have a different pasuk in Parshat Re tells us you got to bring the best one. Rabbanan Chad Bechovav Echad Ben Davout Tzrichi. I need both of those. Echads, one to tell me that the Korban Tamid and other public Korban don't have to be extra fine, and the other is to say when a person volunteers, he has to bring an extra fine one. The best. Alright, the end of the Mishnah said, Imaya Kohen Gadol Zaken O Istinis, if the Kohen Gadol was elderly or fastidious, they would heat up water for him so that he could go into the mikveh. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashishiyot Shal Barzel, Yuma Chaminu Erev Yom Kippurim. On Erev Yom Kippur, they would heat up, metal pots, like lanterns. They put him into the cold water to warm it up. Aren't you then violating Bishul on Yom Kippur by taking this very hot metal and putting it into cold water? Bishul So you don't make it that hot. Even if you do, this is the Varshim Kamen, because your intent is not to do anything to the metal, it's to be able to cool down the water. Since when does a bio that way? Tanya b'sar or lato? In the context of brit milah, you do the brit on b'sar lato. I feel the makom sheish sham baheret yakutz. Divrei Rishia. Rishia says that means you even do it if you're going to cut off a piece of tzarat, and even though you'll be violating hisham benegat tzarat. Avim ba'kra l'amali. Why do we need a pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda. Damar davashim kavein asur. And Rabbi says that's needed for Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Davarshim Kavein Asur, and therefore, even though you don't intend to take off the Tzarat, it's still Asur, therefore the Pasuk tells you, in the case of Brit Milah, violated anyways. Sounds like Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Davarshim Kavein Asur, so how could he say that putting the hot metal that's hot enough to make Tzeruf into the water is not a problem, because that's not your intent? Hanimili b'chol ha-Torah kula, v'alhacha Tzeruf d'Rabbananu. He says, that's in general true, but he says Tzeruf, which means when you have a hot metal and you cool it down to strengthen the metal itself after being forged, that's really only Bishul D'Rabbanan. And therefore, since Bishul D'Rabbanan, we allow it in the Beit Mikdash, as we do with many cases of Shvot, and allow it there for the Kohen Gadol to be able to go into a mikvah, which is not overly cold. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.